I'm trying to speak with Mr. Yates.
Yes, this is him.
Okay, Yates, how you doing? This is Rick with Hoffman Mazur. We had a chat.
Yes, how are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
Not too bad, not too bad. Just driving back to my hometown right now.
Well, it sounds perfect. So, Yates, I realize we are about 5 minutes late, but I'm hoping we can still speak.
Oh, of course. It's fine. No big deal.
All right, thank you. So, Yates, I had a pretty packed day after we hopped off the chat, but I did get the time to download the application that you sent over to me, the Run Your Pool, and that gave me quite a bit of an idea on what you're looking for. So can we pick off
Okay, good.
Yeah, so can you pick off that, and tell me a bit more about how you essentially plan to be different from all these pooling applications out there?
Yes, one second. Let me, I got some notes right here that I have.
For sure.
Yeah, so one thing about, like, basically the main thing about the Run Your Pool is you have to use the outside source, like Venmo, to move money around throughout the winter and, you know, the payments and stuff like that. So basically I guess the main difference I want it to be is having that account balance in the app and being able to deposit however many funds you want, and you know it, and mainly not being able to, like, to join a pool without payment, because you know a lot of the times with Run Your Pool, with our problems we have with it is, like, with using it is you know, the commissioner of the pool has to go back in and delete people and, you know, send payments back, and it's a big ordeal, especially when you have a lot of people wanting to do the pool.
Wow, okay. So that sounds pretty rudimentary to me. And I realize that, you know, they don't have an in-app wallet as yet. And I of course, couldn't go as far as, you know, seeing how they deal with the payments. But I think there is a pretty easy solution in the sense that, you know, once you have the integrations done, the right kind of integrations with an in-app wallet, like I mentioned on the chat as well, that is going to, you know, kind of iron out the whole ordeal with going back and forth with the, you know, deposit and then getting the prize money as well.
Right. I mean, that sounds perfect. I mean, that's looking for, and there's some features here and there that I was thinking about, but I just kind of wanted it along the same lines as Run Your Pool. I mean, not exactly the same, of course, but
right.
Same idea.
That's right, and I think one more major improvement, or one thing that we could kind of double down on, would be the design of the app, because I was looking at Run Your Pool, and they have a pretty blonde design, right?
I agree.
So it could be a lot more gamification. It could be a lot more engaging, and that's exactly where our forte lies. So we, you know, I'll show you some portfolio as well. You get a better idea of what I'm talking about. We've done some gaming applications as well. We are currently doing a golf application that's based on augmented reality. It's called 4Par. The first version has already been released, but we're still working on it, right? So we have an idea on how golf works, right? We do, I now, you know, especially have a good idea about how a pool application works. We've done, I think one draft application as well, works very similar to how pooling works. And apart from the payment methods, like you mentioned, is there anything else that you'd like for me to note as far as, you know, how you plan to be different from the other platforms?
Let's see, looking over. I know, I don't think Run Your Pool sends out notifications. So say if you have a golfer that's in your pool that does well, it just hit a birdie or an eagle or maybe has just dropped off the leaderboard or something. I was wondering if, like, there was any way to maybe send notifications to the person that's participating in the pool that, you know, their golfer's just dropped off, their golfer's just birdied or something like that.
Okay, so you want to send those notifications to the participants on the pool and not the admin, right?
Basically like live updates that really only they care about because of the players they picked in the pool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a good point, because one thing that I had to ask you, and I had that on my list as well, how do you plan to import sports data into the application? Do you have anything in mind about that, or you have an API or a third-party service that you've already protected, or do you want us to research for you and work with third-party applications and APIs that can pull the data from other applications?
So, I mean, that's what I was actually going to ask you is like, how would y'all go about that? What's the best, easiest way for y'all into basically, I mean, do y'all use, like, a certain, I don't even know how to ask you, like, a certain other base just to get the, like, updates and leaderboards and stuff like that?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, the leaderboard is going to be, I think it's going to be native to the application, right? Because, it's going to be a closed-ended application in the sense that, you're not competing with other applications. The participants are competing on the platform. They're not competing with the other pool applications, right? However, in order to pull live data, the participants are going to be betting on, we could use a third-party integration like ESPN API that's available. It gives you a wide range of sports data, including
scores,
schedules, player information, team information, and that's exactly where the notifications come in. If they do offer, if one of these options do offer, updates like regular updates, we could send them out as push notifications. And we can also have them like an in-app notification section for each of the pool that's running in the application, right? And then I think that's missing on the, the Run Your Pool application we're looking at. And then on top of that, there's also, I would rather be, I would rather want a forum where people can actually comment and they can, the participants on the pool can actually exchange comments, especially when the game's going on, because I was looking at, Fed Powell's speech yesterday on Yahoo Finance, for example, and a lot of people like to engage, especially with high engagement moments like these. People want to engage and they want to, talk to the other participants out there. Now, I'm not too sure if that is a feature on Run Your Pool, but as far as I have, kind of gone through the application, I don't find anything similar. Can you confirm?
Of course, I completely understand what you're saying, And I think I would love that feature as well. I know like a good bit of people that do use Run Your Pool use, they go through GroupMe, that the group message app, like while do it or to just to get a bunch of people to join the actual pool. So they go through GroupMe and then through the pool. And that I guess that's how they communicate, but having to go back and forth through app to app, it's kind of a pain.
So you mean to say they have to go out to a second application to, say WhatsApp group to be able to invite people and then engage with them?
Right.
Okay, that's a big vacuum that we could also, like I said, double down on. Because right now I'm trying to, because pool industry or, this sector is pretty saturated in the sense that, there are other options out there. And, of course, today, in these times, there's nothing like, inventing the wheel. You always have to do something better than, all the different players out there in order to kind of stand out, right? And I think there's quite a few things we could do with that. Now, Mr. Yates, before we, I hate to talk about numbers so upfront, I usually try and scope out the features and everything and then get to the numbers, but it is it's a pretty detailed application, especially right, and the payments part of it, I mean, if we try and make that better, we're looking at least about two integrations. One was the name that I gave you, the Played app. Did you get a chance to look at it?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I sent you a link to In fact, I sent your name to an application called Blade, Blaid, when we were talking
Yes,
about Steam.
I did. I visited their website, but I didn't get a chance to really dive in and scope around.
Right, okay. So Blade is, it's pretty cool. What it does is, you could integrate that to your own application, and you could have people connect their bank account directly to the application, right? That being, Blade being the middleman between you and the participant and their bank account, you have no liability whatsoever to that connection, right? Because Blade, makes that security protocol. It is liable for any kind of losses, and it's pretty secure, and it's used by, some of the more established businesses out there, enterprises out there for their software platforms as well. So essentially what Blade does is, let's say you are on your application and the user on the application is trying to connect their bank account. They just have to go to that section, they click on Connect Bank Account, and they're taken to the Blade integration that it's going to load within your app. And the next screen you see is where you can select your bank, you can enter your routing number, you can enter your account number, and all that's happening on Blade. So you're not taking any kind of liability on yourself, which kind of scares people out when you talk about connecting banks or dealing with payments, right? So Blade is going to be
Right.
could be used for payouts for prize money, and then of course for balances as well. So if someone, let's say, coming back to taking a step back to where you have to deposit the funds in the application, we could have an in-app wallet whereby you could purchase credits, just like you mentioned briefly on the chat as well. So let's say there's a, each dollar is 1 point, right? And I think I completely understand that, you have to have the funds available with such a fast game whereby, you'd be, betting, or you would be placing your bet on multiple different sports at the same time in order to, have the best chances to win. So what the users could do is, let's say they could purchase credits, let's say for $50, upload them to your wallet, in-app wallet, and that way you have the money already. Now, going to the example of what Starbucks does, for example, you must have come across a case study of how Starbucks has about probably a few billion dollars from just people in the USA who use their application. And when people go to Starbucks, rather than paying in cash, they upload their cash on the application. And while the cash sits in the wallet on the application, Starbucks actually makes money out of it, right? Without even having to do anything. So it is a bank in itself because they have an in-app wallet. So what I was saying is, when they purchase these credits, the credits are going to be loaded onto the in-app wallet, which is going to show that you have X amount of credits remaining. And whenever they want to place a bet, they don't have to transfer the funds, or they don't have to go through that ordeal like you mentioned, and they could use the in-app wallets, in-app credits until they run out, right? Now,
And
when they, so yeah, sorry.
so you're saying basically when they buy the credits, a fraction of that will go to me, like Starbucks?
Well, all the deposit that they make is going to you, right? Because they essentially are paying to use the application and to make to make bets, right? So that
Right.
is, I except the prize money, of course. I mean, let's say there's 500 people joining a pool, and the prize money, let's say, and they each pay $1, which is one credit to place their bet, and the prize money is, let's say, $250, for example. The rest of the $250, the balance $250, is yours to keep, of course, as the app owner. So what I'm trying to say is that they're not going to use all these funds or all these credits at the same time, right? A lot of people may upload the credits or purchase the credits, let's say, a month in advance and use them gradually over time, say in a month or 3 months, 6 months. But the money that's coming through these credits gets to you upfront, right? Because they've already paid for those credits and they've uploaded those credits to the application.
Right. I see what you're saying. I see. So let me ask, have y'all had anybody that's kind of done something like this to where, you know, so I know, like, Run Your Pool, they do, like, they get a dollar for everybody that's entered in each pool. So is that, are you saying it's going to be somewhat like that, or is it just going to be I'll have the money that people buy from credits and it'll just be kind of moved around time to time?
Well, so let me first make sure I understand the financials of this, this model with pooling, right? So as far as I understand this, the users in the application, the participants, they're going to be, for after, let's say, you know, just like Run Your Pool has it, after a certain number of bets that they've done, they are paying for each bet, right? They're paying a dollar for each, additional bet that they do after the free credits expire, right?
Right.
That dollar that they're paying is coming to you directly as the app owner, and then you have to give out the prize money, right? So even let's say, just to accelerate the example that I was giving you, let's say there are 500 users or there are 500 participants on a pool that are betting on a pool. They, let's say, pay $5 each to place their bets, right? Now that amounts to $2,500 straight away that's coming to you as a deposit from all those 500 users accumulatively. Now, when that pool expires and that pool elapses, and when it's time to, disburse the prize money, let's say the prize money is $1,000, right? So $2,500 minus $1,000 is your profit, if I understand this correctly. Or am I being a little too simple with this?
No, I understand. So, but I'm just scared that that might be too much of a profit, just because. So, like, for like Run Your Pool, it's say you had 500 people placing the $5 for in the pool, then their profit would essentially be like a dollar. They're getting a dollar per person that goes in there, so they're essentially making $500 off of just that one pool.
Exactly. And then I think they pay out the prize money from that pool of funds that they collect from.
Right. So, they're taking that $500 and subtracting it from the actual total revenue of that pool, which is like the total amount of money that the winner can win.
Okay, and which is, is that a fixed amount, or does every pool have a different prize money?
It just depends on, I just kind of want that to be one of the things that you can change in the app, say the number of people that join, and you can affect how much it is to enter that pool, like whoever the commissioner wants to be. Has the ability to say, hey, you can join this pool for $10, and say 30 people join that pool for $10, then you have a $300 revenue, whichever, like, first place can take $300. And but at the end of the day, it's not really $300. Since it's 30 people, it would be $270 to the winner, because there's that application fee that goes to me.
Right, and that's exactly how Run Your Pool or the other applications work currently, right?
Right.
Right, yeah, there you go. So, I was giving you a simplistic example, but you know the economics of this business better, right? So whatever the commission is yours to keep, right? Now what I'm saying is you purchase some credits today. Now when you go to Run Your Pool with your friends and you set up a new pool or you join a pool, you make a dollar payment to them, right? Now, if you have to, let's say, if you are an avid user on the application and you use this application very often, you would rather prefer to upload the credits in bulk to the application rather than making the dollar transfer every time. Just how you make you have to make a Venmo transfer every time you're trying to join a pool.
Okay, yes, that makes sense.
Right, so if you purchase a pack of 50 credits together, now you're going to use that 50 credits over a certain period of time, right? And even if we could give some kind of a, we could incentivize people to purchase more credits for lesser price per credit. For example, if they purchase 100 credits together, for example, that would cost them $1 per credit, right? But if they purchase 500 credits together, which is $500 to you that you keep as a deposit from that person, they could get 100 extra credits on top. So instead of 500 credits at $1 each, they could get 600 credits, and that would bring their price down to somewhere about 80 cents per credit that they purchase. That way, you know,
okay,
the amount that they're paying, the $100 or the $500, whatever that they choose to top up on the application, as we'd call it, that's your, that money staying with you unless they start, unless they win the prize, unless they bet on a particular pool and then they win the prize money.
I see what you're saying.
Right? That's one thing that run your pool, and it's pretty interesting for me why they're not capitalizing on it, because, you know, it's, you know, you could, you know, this could essentially mean, you know, quite a bit of funds sitting with you. And then, of course, you have to pay them as prize money sometime later, minus your commissions at some time. But all that time that you keep that money for, and when that becomes a continuous cycle, this could help you really, you know, sustain the application and, you know, make good profits out of it.
Right, right. And I love that point. That's a great point. And but with this being just a golf or a golf pool only type of app, and mainly this app is kind of just mainly used for 4 to 5 major golf tournaments a year, and so it kind of makes me raise an eyebrow if people are actually going to be spending or buying credits in bulk when there's only 4 to 5 big tournaments a year to do it.
And how much do you think they spend on each of these seasons? Is that a few credits, or is that one credit, or is that how many credits do you think they'd spend at, let's say, when a PGA is coming up, right?
I'll give you an example. The U.S. Open started today, and so we're doing a Run Your Pool that started today. And so there is 125 people that with a $20 entry fee. And so I'm not sure what the math is on that. It might be 2,400.
125 for 20 participants, you said, right?
Yes, 125 times 20.
That's 2,500.
2,500, okay. And so with that, so that is the total amount of money, but there's some taken out going to the site fee of Run Your Pool, which is $1 for 125 people. Or it takes out of like the pot that's basically already in there, saying, okay, you have to pay this site fee with this many people in it.
Okay, so going by that example, what is the prize money on this? Is it about $2,000 or more?
So this is another feature I wanted to ask you about adding to the app. So you can either do winner take all, or you can do first place gets 70% of it, second place gets 20%, and third gets 10%. And so right now first place gets around 2,360, I believe.
First place, you said, gets $2,350, and that's just one player, or that's one person on the leaderboard.
Yes, that's your first place winner.
And there's no runner-up prize money, right?
There is. So second place will get 20% of what the pot is after the site fee.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think
I'm sorry. I was just going to say your third place gets the 10%.
Right. So I think rather than, you know, deducting the part fee, the application fee per individual, what we could do is we could set up simple rules, right? So for example, you have a part, everyone can see how much the part has gathered, how many participants are there, how much have they paid in total. And, you know, the app says it's going to be minus 3% that goes to the app as commission, and the rest of the 97% of whatever the total amount is, let's say, you know, there's a maximum of 500 people that can join a particular pool. Now, even if it's 350 people...
I was going to say that's exactly how what I was thinking too. I love the 3% commission out of the whatever the total pot is. I love that.
Right. Yeah. That just makes the math easy for everyone, and you get a straight cut out of it. Makes sense as well. And then you pay out the rest of the 97% into a percentage that you could set up. I mean, that could be anything that you'd like to. Or you could do it, depending upon the size of the pool, or depending upon the importance of the season. Whatever criteria could be set up, and you could. What I'm saying is, you could that could be variable for each pool that you set up as the admin.
Right, and I love that.
Right now, I was looking at Run Your Pool, and they allow you to set up your own pool as well. Is that something that you would want to do as well, or just the admins are going to set up a pool for every event and invite people into it?
Yeah, so I would like for whoever that uses the app, I would like whoever uses it to be able to create their own pool, to create their own group, and whether it's it doesn't even matter, but I would just like for somebody or whoever it is to be able to create their own kind of clan, basically, and kind of maybe stick with that clan group, kind of like maybe a fantasy football league is kind of how we like to explain it a little bit, because we have a certain little group that we do these Run Your Pool groups with for golf tournaments.
Okay. So anyone can set up a pool and then invite their friends and play over. I think that's because I think the target audience is not just going to be a group of friends. It could be...
I want it to be whoever it can be.
Right, perfect, okay. Right, that makes sense. And then, they can set up either a public pool or they can set up a private pool, just like, Run Your Pool asks you when you're trying to set up a pool. They ask you if you want to keep it private, so, just anyone who has the link to the pool can join it using the link, which you could, share on WhatsApp, share on Instagram and other applications out there, or you could use an email invitation link, which will send the application send an invitation to join the pool. And
could you use that over text message as well?
That is doable. I mean, in fact, this is exactly how it works. So there's two ways you could invite people: using emails that sends out an in-app invite to their email address. The first thing they do is they see an email coming from, Run Your Pool, for example, and they click on the link and they're taken to the application. If they have the app downloaded on the phone, they get right into the pool. They pay the money and they join in. Otherwise, the app, the pool owner, the one who set up the pool, they can send the invite on any different applications that are available on their phone. It's the Instagram direct message, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, iMessages, all that is going to work.
I mean, that's perfect. That is perfect. And I was also going to ask you another question. So just like the leaderboard and like the live updates and everything about golfers, would it be possible to make another page on the app that had maybe like a news feed of like what's going on with the golfer and just little articles about like before the round and after the round and what they've done?
Yeah, definitely. And, I think that this is similar to trading applications, for example, where the trade brokerage applications where you can trade in stocks. So, you get live news coming in. And based upon that, you can make your decisions on, when to buy and when to sell. So that's exactly what we could do for this platform as well. I think the pool in itself is going to be a room whereby you have a forum where people can chat. All the participants can chat in that group, right? they can invite their friends, which could be one feature. And then they have a new sport whereby for that particular season or for that particular game, they could see all the updates coming in for each of the golfers, you know, whether, you know, condition updates, weather updates, whatever is in the news is going to show up on the application.
I mean, that sounds perfect. That sounds perfect.
Right, and then we you know, there's an area in the application where the participants and the users can actually track their performance. They can see whether how many bets they won, how many pools they won, how many pools they lost. Could be shown in terms of a graph as well. Could be, you know, illustrations. Could be, you know, give them a list of you know, each of their bets and tell them whether which ones they won and which ones they lost. And then comes the, you know, the whole payment handling, whereby, you know, even with that, you could decide whether you want to keep it all manual, whereby, you know, let's say the user can trigger a payout after they've won or after, you know, they have a certain credit balance that they would not like to use. If they want to pay out manually, which is going to be beneficial for you as the admin, because that means they're going to, in most cases, people are going to leave off funds into the application that are going to sit with you for a long time, right? But otherwise,
right, it
can be automated as well. So every time they win the money, they can see that in their wallet, and within 3 days or whatever, the payout period for your selected payment merchant, which is a third party, is, they get the funds automatically disbursed to their bank account that they've connected through Plaid.
I mean, that's perfect. I mean, that's exactly what I was thinking as well. When you were talking about the, like, the graphs and everything, were you saying, like, maybe, like, the history of people's picks in the past 6 months, it'll show it on the graph, like, what place you finished and what your kind of, like, your stats are?
More like, I mean, how many picks you made in the last 6 months, last year, which would be a simple toggle you could filter out. Last year, within the last year, within the last 6 months, within the last 3 months, within the last month, within the last week and day, you could see how many picks you made and how many of them you won and how many of them you lost. And all that's going to show up on a plot graph that's going to show you you know, how you've been performing over time, whether your picks improved with the knowledge that you're getting with, you know, practice, or is it declining, right?
Okay. And then I was going to ask, would there be a way with I guess, like, because I would be owning the app, I guess, essentially, would there be a way to see how many users the app takes in, or how many people are using it?
Yeah, of course. You're going to, in fact, have and yeah, that's a good point you mentioned, because there's going to be a complete back end. There should ideally be you know, a back end admin panel for you to moderate the application, right? And how that's going to work is, A, for payouts, of course, for the prize money, if you want to control it, or at least you want to manage it, you know, there's going to be a section, a tab for that, whereby, you know, you see how many people have won the bet, how many people, who's leading the scoreboard, the leaderboard, and who needs to be paid out. You could do that manually, or it could be automated as well, so you get to see how much has been paid out, who has been paid out, who's the winner, whether the funds have been deposited to them or not. And then, you know, a second tab is going to allow you to moderate the users on the application. So if you feel like someone's misusing the application or they're exploiting the terms of the app, you could simply disable them from the application, right? Or you could...
Okay, perfect.
You could bring them back as well. You could enable them. You could invite users from the back end as well, you know, create a bulk list of email addresses that you want to send the invite to, and it's going to send an email blast campaign with a link to your application with a pre-formatted template for people to, you know, click the link and join the application and download the application. So all that in there is going to be there for, you know, for the admins, yourself and your employees and your partners to manage the application and you know, each aspect of the application. For example, we talk about forums. The forum is going to be automated for moderation to a certain extent. For example, if someone's trying to use foul language or slang language, the forum's going to be designed in a way where it's going to detect that, you know, someone's using slang language, right? And it's going to prompt them not to do so and withhold the message, right? But at the same time, you would be moderated as well, especially at the peak hours, whereby the games are started, people are starting to engage with the application. You would be able to look at their activity on the app and be able to moderate that and ban users, enable users. All those functions are going to be available on the back end.
And that would be great. And I was also going to ask, and so like going back to like the winnings part, when I was saying like you can, I kind of wanted it to, for there to be an option on the winnings to be adjustable, say like winner take all, or the pot is 70%, 20%, 10%, or like you can kind of like modify the different percentages on wins and stuff. But do you think that would be a possible?
Is that for the pool owner or is that for the admins?
For the for like commissioners, for people that want to go and create their own pool.
Mm-hmm. And they can set the percentage of the prize money is what you're saying, right? With every pool that they create.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's doable as well. I mean, there's hardly anything that's not doable. I'd be honest with you. If you're asking me if that's a good idea. Yes, it is, because at the end of the day, there are other applications that are offering the same kind of customization, right? So you have to be at par with them. And people who are fond of creating pools, they will want those options as well. Public, private, that toggle is going to be there. They will be able to select the prize money that they want to. In fact, not the prize money itself, the total pool that's paid out as prize money, but they can set a percentage on how much is going to be paid out to the first person on the leaderboard, the runner-up, and the third runner-up as well. That they could set themselves, and that we could, probably have, if you want to paint a canvas in your head, it's probably going to be like a, what do you call that, a line toggle, whereby they select a percentage, for example, say for the first winner on the pool, they select 50%, they drag a ruler, and they say 50% is going to be for the first participant, the first winner on the pool. The rest of the 50% is going to be divided between the two runner-ups on the leaderboard. So that they could set up.
Yeah, perfect.
Right, and then they can set up the prize money. They can set up the they can set up the participant's fee as well. How much a participant pays, whether they pay a dollar, and maximum 500 people can participate. Or they pay, it's a really premium pool with kind of invite-only kind of a dynamic, whereby someone has to pay $100 to join, and only, say, 30 people can join this pool, right? So all that is for the pool owner to select. If you have to give that function to the pool owner, whereby they can create their own pools and they can, more importantly, customize them.
Perfect. That sounds great. That's that's pretty much all I exactly wanted. That's everything I wanted to do right there.
I mean, I'm glad to hear that. And there's so much that we could come up with. Of course, when we, how we work is getting through the process on how app development essentially works, especially with Hoff and Mazur. What we're doing is it's called the pre-onboarding discovery, right? So we discover your idea to the extent whereby I know exactly what features you need, and I have sufficient information to be able to quote to you some numbers and some ballparks in terms of timeline and the development cost. However, when we get you on board and we finally sign the contract, hopefully, that's when you get a team assigned to you that ideally has industry-relevant experience or some kind of remote experience towards the kind of app that we're pursuing. So when they come together, we have about a 2 or 3 week discovery process before we get to the actual execution, whereby you get to sit together with the team and decide what you want to keep, what you don't want to keep, how you want to execute this application, and that's where, you know, some really cool ideas come up. I mean, you know, the business analyst on the team may have something that could kind of trigger engagement on the application, right? And that could be a good feature that we may not have even thought about at the time of signing the contract, right? All that comes
right
under the post-onboarding discovery. When that's done, when we have everything locked down, is, you know, we have a roadmap locked down on what we want to achieve with this application, that's exactly when we get into the UI and the UX design phase, whereby you know, the design team is going to get to the wireframing of the application, which is creating the bare-bone structures of each of the screens of the app. And then comes the mood board, whereby we finalize the color scheme. If it's going to be an engaging, exciting app, we tell you these colors you should go for. We give you, you know, a few different options on the mood board, on, you know, what kind of icons we could go for, what kind of colors you could go for, what kind of text. We'll give you, say, two or three themes that you pick from, and once you select that theme, we start designing each of the screens of the applications, just how they're going to look when the app is actually developed, right? And this
right
whole process, we don't, unlike some other app development companies, it's not like you, you know, give me an order for the application today, and 6 months later we call you that the app has been done, and it's good to go live. It is going to be a very collaborative process, right? We will be working hand in glove with you. You have to have your feedback posted with us as well at each step. So for example, we send you the designs. We need to hear from you what you think about them, whether you think something could be done better, whether on each of the screens we could move something here and there to, you know, kind of make it easier to navigate. Of course, that's our expertise, but you get to give your feedback as well, and we do, you know, consider that and incorporate that into the application.
Well, that's great to hear. And yeah, I would love to be in collaboration with the team and everything like that. And so do y'all just usually do that over the phone, or do y'all do that through like a Zoom call, or how do y'all go about that?
Well, you're more than welcome to come down to the office as well, but most of the, probably, you know, especially after the pandemic, about 95% of the projects we do over Zoom calls, right? So, you know, you have the team sitting with you on a Zoom call, face-to-face, video meeting, and you're looking with them, you're sharing screens with them to share the documents, to share the designs and everything.
Gotcha, okay. And then, let's see. Okay, so as far as, you know, basically design and create the app, is it too early to kind of get a price range on what it's going to be, or like, is it like the more features that are going to be on the app, the more pricey the app will be, or how do y'all go about that?
Well, that's exactly how it works. So, you know, we build custom applications, right? I don't think you'd find a pre-made solution on the market anyway, but what we do is we strictly work for hire, which is actually legal jargon. That means that, you know, you commission the project, and it 100% belongs to you. And we strictly work for hire. We work as your tech partners. We bring our team together for you, and we deliver the project to you. B, it's going to be your project, so it's going to be your baby, right? So
right.
It is going to 100% belong to you. And, you know, you will have a full say in how you'd like to proceed with each step of the development process as well.
Well, great. And so let me ask, just by hearing what you've heard today and what I kind of wanted, could you give me like a minimum price on what it's going to cost, or is it just far too early to even give me one?
Well, I am actually multitasking right now. I'm trying to do some numbers here. Of course, I cannot give you an exact final price. I'm sure you
right
know that anyway. But given the discussion we've had so far, in fact, let me step back a bit. So, Mr. Yates, are you doing this with your friends? I mean, do you have any partners? Is this a personal project? How are you exactly funding this project in the first place?
Well, I actually, this is just me. This is I'm by myself doing this, and I have a small LLC that I actually tried to start a little business with in college. It wasn't too successful, but you know, I still have some money stowed up away in there, so I'm prepared to, you know, pay it straight away.
You're prepared to finance it, okay? Cool. And how soon are you looking to go live with the application? Like, do you have a deadline? Do you want to launch the application by a certain season, or are you
over? You know, not a certain deadline, but I'd like to at least have it live before, you know, around the beginning of next year. I mean, does that sound too far out of reach, or is that, I don't know how long it usually takes.
Well, it does sound like 6 long months, but I tell you what, I think an application of this scale is going to take 6 to 7 months at least, right?
Okay.
So let's say you're looking to launch, say, mid next year, then you should be preparing to, you know, getting this going and putting this on the wheels by, you know, September this year. Likewise, if you want to get this live by early next year, then, you know, the sooner the better. You know, you'd have to start with the execution in order to make sure you don't have to unnecessarily expedite the process, and you can take your time with, you know, with the team, and you can, you know, iterate and reiterate each step of it to make sure it comes out as a good final finished product rather than something that's half-baked.
Of course, and, you know, for me, there's no rush with this. This is kind of my first project by myself that I want to work on, and, you know, I guess thinking about it right now, the more time I have to, or the more time it takes to do the project, you know, the more thoughts that go into it, which could, you know, possibly make it that much better.
Definitely, again, you would. I can tell you for sure that you would need some time to wrap your head around it as well. For example, the team sends you something, you'd have to give it some time, say, you know, 4 days, a week, to be able to, you know, get a grasp of it. The team will walk you through it, but then, you know, you would, to run your horses and give your feedback, you would need that kind of time. And that's just coming from first-hand experience. I work with clients like you where, you know, they are a single-man army. They are enthusiastic about achieving, you know, a certain platform that they have envisioned. It does take time, but one thing that I can assure you about the process is that you're going to enjoy it, right? You're going to, you know, like working with the team, and you're going to, you know, get up to speed with how, you know, app development actually works from a product strategy standpoint.
Right, right. And I totally agree. You know, it's something that's pretty exciting to me, and especially with it being my first project. So, you know, I'm going to take my time with this. There's going to be no rush with it, and I'll take it slow. So I'm not planning on expediting or anything.
Right. As long as you can give us about 7 wide months, I think it's perfectly deliverable within that kind of timeline. So that's one thing. Now, coming back to the numbers, and I know you've asked me a couple of times, so I'd now break the bubble to you. Now, there's two ways to there's more than one ways, Mr. Yates, with accomplishing just anything, right? And with a mobile application, there are two broad ways you could work with. One is where you tell me what kind of budget you have, and then I tell you, you know, out of all the features we discussed, here's what we can do in the first phase. And naturally, with a platform of this scale, most apps that you see out there, they are launched as foundational in nature. They are, you know, there are 100% scalable, of course. So a lot of these, you know, even the big companies out there, they launch an MVP first, and then, you know, at a second phase and a third phase of development, they launch all the bells and whistles that may all sound good right now. They may all be, you know, great ideas, but then they will all involve significant cost that goes into developing them, right? So what I'm trying to say
of
is
course.
That if you have a budget that you want to work with, you tell me that up front. I'll give you a set number of features that we can work with, plus minus one or two features, of course. Or if you are open on the budget and you tell me this is the idea you want, whatever we've discussed so far, you love it, you want to go with it, and you really think that's going to help you compete right off the bat with other players out there in the market, other companions in the market in the same niche, then I can give you a quote for everything that we've discussed so far.
You know, I think I'd like to be open with the budget and just, you know, hear it flat out with everything we've discussed.
Okay, so with I think we're looking at two interfaces, just to summarize whatever we've discussed so far. We're looking at two interfaces, one for the admin, where the admin controls most part of the application, including static content, you know, everything from terms and conditions and privacy policy to the users and the application, the payouts and everything. And then the second flip side of the application is going to be the users of the app that download the app from the Apple App Store or the Android Play Store. And I think I'm
right.
Still assuming that you want the app for both the Android and the iOS starting out, right?
Right.
Right, and then all the features that you discussed, the leaderboards, starting a new pool, joining a pool, creating a private group, creating a public group, having forums in there, everything that we have discussed so far, and I'll send you a documentation for an our understanding documentation as well on this, is going to be costing you somewhere between $90,000 to $110,000 is going to be the total cost from one point to, you know, point A to finish line, right? And that of course, is paid in milestones. You don't pay all of that up front, so it's going to be about 35% at the time of kickoff, so we can mobilize resources, and that's going to run you until you know, the design of the app has been completed. Now, when
you said 90,000 to 100,000 or 9,000 to 10,000?
I said 90,000 to 110,000.
Okay, gotcha.
Right, so that's the numbers for everything that we have discussed. Once again, it's a full scope application. I would rather recommend, I don't know what your budget is, but even if we keep that aside for a moment, let's say you have a lot of money to spend on this, right? But even with that, I would rather recommend we cut down on the features a bit and we come up with an MVP, which is a minimum viable product that's going to allow you to test the waters first, set up a base for yourself, set up a foundation for yourself, release the first product, and see what kind of feedback you get from the first set of users in the application. And with that trial and error method, you know, you could go to a second phase of development whereby you could add up all the bells and whistles that the other applications don't have, like forums, like, you know, easy payout or whatever. And that could come at a second phase of development as well.
Okay. All right. Well, I like the thought of just leveling up, you know, once I get a feel for how many active users I would have and everything like that.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I think you're referring to launching an MVP versus launching a full-scope application, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, whatever is feasible for you, I mean, but I would rather recommend you go with an MVP first because, you know, just because you're launching your first application and it's going to take you some time as well to wrap your head around it in terms of the process and everything and then the feedback coming in and moderating the application as well. So, and the number that I gave you, it's simple maths, right? Just to break it down for you and keep it transparent. Let's say we go by the $90,000 number that I gave you. So that's 90 grants based upon 2,000 working hours that we would need on the application from designers, developers, the SQA, the back-end server person, a project manager buffer that we keep, and that is going to be multiplied by $45 per hour. I could try and bring this down to, since we are talking about the full-scale application right now, I could bring this down to $40 an hour, but that probably is going to be the best rate that is going to be possible, and that's going to break the price down to about $80,000.
Okay.
Now, if you want to go
with that. Okay. Well,
Yeah. Sorry?
So you said, okay, so $80,000. Okay. All right. Well, I'd probably go with, what was the MVP?
Yeah, the MVP, minimum viable product.
Right. So I'd probably do that. You know, I don't want to go ahead and give you a direct answer, you know, today, or, but I'd just love to keep in touch about it and just, you know, keep thinking about it.
All right, that sounds good to me. I mean, but just for feedback, I'm just curious, Mr. Yates, what kind of budget were you expecting, and then what kind of budget were you ready to shell on this to complete the project? I mean, I realize I might have to jump the guns on you as far as the numbers are concerned, but what kind of budget did you have in mind? You know, what did you think an app like of this scale would cost you?
I was thinking somewhere like 25 to 40,000.
Well, there are applications worth that price as well, but like I said, I mean, it's a pretty detailed application, and when you break it down, there's a lot of features in there. And if you want to go to that scale and build an application similar to the kind of application you guys use for pooling, then I've given you a pretty reasonable budget, and I can tell you that. I mean, you could shop around a bit, and you know, I can even point you to a certain few companies that you could look up. I can guarantee you that they will deliver. They are, you know, probably the best companies out there, but their prices are going to range for a similar product between, I think, about $200,000 to $300,000, right? So like I said, I mean, it's still a reasonable quote that I've given you, but at the end of the day, I realize it all comes down to, you know, what your affordability is with something like this. And if you want to keep it within, say, $50,000, you could tell me that upfront. I'll prepare a plan for you based upon that price range. And we could start out with an MVP. I mean, you know, we could still keep the unique features in there. We could keep the easy payout and the easy withdrawal system in there. We could keep the forum in there if that's an idea that you think that's going to help you stand out. But then we could cut down on a lot of bells and whistles that users may not even realize are not there on the application.
Right, right. And, no, I think, I certainly believe that, you know, you bring the right team, y'all bring the right team, and it's a perfectly reasonable budget. And so, you know, just with those numbers being said, I just have some more to think about, and I would still love to stay in touch.
Oh, definitely, same here. I mean, so it all comes down to how you'd like to recircle on this. I mean, what do you suggest we do from here? Shall we, do you want to sleep over how much, what kind of budget do you want to spend on an MVP, and then get back to me, let's say sometime next week, and we hold another workshop together. I take some feedback from my internal team as well, see what they think. And by that time, you can tell me, you know, Rick, this is the number I can spend realistically on the application, given that the application is going to be completed in the next 7-8 months. You know, I can arrange this kind of funds, given that you don't have to pay everything up front, right? And that way, that gives me a head start to prepare a plan for you, and we could go that route as well. So what do you suggest? I mean, how do we recircle on this, essentially?
Let's see, I'm about to be home to my parents' house, and so what would be best for me is if I got back with you sometime next week and really gave you a clear, worthy budget of what I'm actually willing to do, and then go from there, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that sounds perfectly fair to me. I mean, that's exactly what I was suggesting as well. In the meantime, until we shoot for the next week now, do you need something from my side? Is there something that I'm missing on? I think I sent you a company profile. That kind of gives an introduction of the, you know, the kind of work we do, the kind of companies we work with, the portfolio and everything. I sent you an NDA as well. I'm not too sure if I received the signed copy or not. Is there anything else that you need before we shoot for next week now?
There's nothing else that I need from my end. And I'll, once we get closer and start discussing the budget, then I'll electronically sign that NDA and hopefully get moving on it.
All right, awesome. That sounds like a plan. So that said, Mr. Yates, I hope I was helpful today, if nothing else. And I'll definitely stay in touch with you and see how you plan to pursue this forward. And I think I'll let you go for now, right? You have a great evening.
All righty. Thank you very much for your time.
You as well. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.